Stephen Croft, sum up your emotions just at the moment. But yeah, your head's going plenty.
Yeah, thrilled, relieved, obviously delighted to get to finals day. Is a great achievement, and we're not probably played our greatest cricket throughout the competition, but to get to finals day is a great achievement. You can't play too badly to get to finals day, and hopefully we can bring our A game to the finals.
How did it get to the last ball of this game?
I'm not so sure, really. There was one stage where Ashwell and Josh were batting brilliantly. It was a great partnership, and as you saw, it took a while to get used to the pitch. So I think two new men at the end was hard work for them, really. But yeah, Josh and Ashwell showed the class and experience, and nearly won us the game.
Obviously, they fought back well in their innings, but you must be delighted with how the team bowled. And to get them at, 80 for 7 at one point was just dreamland stuff, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, I think from the third over onwards, we bowled really well and squeezed really well. And at one stage, we were probably looking at maybe 120, 130. And to be fair, they batted well at the end. You always get a partnership now and then, and they batted really well at the end. But we're still going in with 140-odd to chase. We were really confident.
And were you aware that two would be enough, two runs would be enough, or was that not quite 100% certain?
I was sort of probably 80%, I reckon. I remember watching on TV the other day, I think it was wickets lost and then power play overs, but I wasn't 100% sure, to be honest. But once we saw they would try to save the second run before the ball was bowled, we had quite a good idea, really.
So it's another close one. Obviously, you come out on top, but it's been the nature of the group campaign, hasn't it? I mean, you must take belief that you keep getting over the line in these crucial games. This stands you in good stead for finals day, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I said, we haven't probably played our too many complete performances, really, but to get to finals day, you have to play quite well. And I think we've seen it quite a few times where we've stormed the group and gone at the quarter or the semi. Obviously, you want to take as much form as you can in from your group stage, but it counts for nothing in a knockout stage. Someone or two or three people have got to put the hand up on the day, and I thought lads did that brilliantly today.
It's another finals day for you. It's the second on the spin for the club. Going to win this competition at some point, aren't you?
I hope so, yeah. I think it'll be my fourth all-edge Basson as well, so it'll be nice to get there. Especially this year, there's plenty of homegrown players and great overseas, and hopefully Josh will be available as well. But yeah, we've got a great team spirit this year, and hopefully we can go those two games and go there where we've never been before.
You've got Hampshire in the semi-final. What's your take on that? I know the draw's only just been made. But
yeah, obviously we'll take on anyone, and I think the lads will take a lot of encouragement and delight from last year, the way we played against them. We thoroughly outplayed them in the semi-final, so yeah, hopefully for the same result.
You've got Hampshire again Monday, haven't you, in the 50-over cup. I mean, that now becomes the next priority, doesn't it? Because you're banging it there, aren't you, too, with a chance of getting the quarterfinals?
Yeah, I think that's what we want to be doing. It's middle of August now, and we're still in all three competitions, so it's great for the club. We could win three trophies, and we could end up with none, so it's down to us to tick each game off, not look too far ahead, and stay in all three as long as we can.
You came here last week, won the 50-over cup, and you've won again. If you can go to Hampshire on Monday and win, I mean, that could do something similar, couldn't it? Could kick you on for finals day again.
Yeah, definitely. And to have a good look at them before, we can sort of analyse them. And but yeah, hopefully, like the semi-final, like I said, if two or three lads put their hands up again, I'm no doubt we'll win that game.
I'm sure we'll speak before finals day, but you're going to captain the side on finals day. I mean, how proud are you at the thought of doing that?
Yeah, obviously really proud. I've never done it before at finals day, I'll be absolutely delighted, and obviously the team comes first, and hopefully Lancashire's name's on that trophy.